Hi, Bart. I'm here.
Hi, Christina. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks.
I'm looking for the document of the sessions. I'll do it another way. Just let me, I'll PDF it again.
Okay, let me know if you want me to do anything.
Yeah, I'll upload it myself.
Hi, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Bart. Do we know if everyone can join at this time, or if you don't need me and Martin?
I don't know. I hope they can. I hope they've seen my latest email.
Yeah. But you didn't resend the invitation, or?
No, I sent it directly to Paul and others. Yeah, I can send an email, but say everybody
no,
responds.
I don't need it. Yeah. Okay. So we had a proposed agenda from Stefan, and we had an addition from but I'm not sure if anyone else is going to join. If not, I think you should keep the call at the 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'll run you through this one. So this is more interesting for you.
Yeah.
I'll forward it afterwards to the group.
Okay.
This, as you know, say that's one of the reasons I couldn't attend the intense working days. We had an informal council call on the decision-making process.
Okay.
And what I've included here is more or less an outline of the sessions, as you can see. I hope, can you see it? I'll increase
yeah,
the
yeah,
size.
Yeah, I'm in the Adobe for once.
Yeah, I know, but if the size is okay.
Oh, the size, yeah. The size is fine now.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
So let me run through it, otherwise we run the call again at 4, because this is important. So let me run through it.
Mm-hmm.
Say we will have over 5 or 6 hours of transition discussions in BA
mm-hmm.
at the Cease and Desist meetings. And what is important, that was decided and that will be concluded as well, this will be a joint regional organization CCNSO sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Martin. So
yep.
I'll wait. Yeah. Martin, are you there? Let me see if I can ping Stefan. Oh, I don't have his. I'll send an email to Stefan, see if he can join.
Yeah, but anyway, else you can go through this and then have the other call with the others.
Yeah, if necessary, yeah.
Yeah, but I this is very nice to have to look at.
I'll make it scrollable for you.
Yeah, thank you. That was good. So you want me to discuss areas of agreement and disagreement? That's fine.
Yeah.
I think this looks good. Very good.
Mag ik, kunt u misschien over een uur terugbellen? Want ik zit nu midden in een ander gesprek. Okay, dank u wel. Dag mevrouw. Hi, so I'm back. Sorry, I had another call. So So let me explain the background. Yeah, this was about my daughter. She has to move.
Okay, has to move.
Yeah. Let me run you through it. So what will happen, this will be there will be 4 or 5 hours of transition.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, depends a bit how it goes. And if you scroll down, you will see at the end that on Wednesday afternoon, this will be the most important part. Say that's the normal time for panel discussions. It is, say, seeking consensus of the CCTLD presence and with a lot
mm-hmm.
of, and with the possibility of remote participation. And this
mm-hmm.
is to ensure that the council has a sense of what the community wants.
Mm-hmm.
So it's because the council in itself will not take a, how should I phrase it? On itself, it will not make a decision. It will reflect, as I always said, it will reflect the position of the CCTLD community. And
mm-hmm.
and it's more a due diligence check than anything else.
Yeah.
So the Wednesday afternoon, and as you can see, we've extended the duration. So council, if necessary, can start at 5 p.m. So we have the
mm-hmm.
full Wednesday afternoon to sense the mood of the room. And
did you check this against the list that is on the CCNS on the CWG group? So you don't have any blocks that are.
It will be overlapping with part of the CCWG meeting, but
mm-hmm.
that's unfortunate. It's as a CC. If we would not do it this way, the council could not meet and therefore could not take a decision. There is a lot of overlap. But let me scroll back. So this is the nightmare scenario. Let me scroll back to the initial part. As you can
mm-hmm.
see, what will happen is that Byron will send out a note closer to the meeting to the CCTLD community explaining the process, that's one, and that will include also to those who want to and who are present in Buenos Aires or remotely to at least attend, if feasible, say the CCWG meeting on Monday right after the opening session, where you
mm-hmm.
and Jonathan and Mathieu, Leon and Thomas will
Thomas
explain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we people are expected to have at least an understanding what's in the proposals. So that's the first block. So that's referring to the general. So we can use to make the CEC discussions more specific and focused on the CCTLDs. So the first block, so we've got 5 blocks in total. The first block will be a general overview where we are. So the timelines,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, for the, you can read it yourself. And this will be,
mm-hmm.
To express this is a joint meeting. So it will be run by Eduardo, who still has to be invited, but this is, assuming the regional organizations are willing to make this a joint session, it will be run by Eduardo and you, Mathieu, and Byron. And it's,
mm-hmm.
and it's also, it's about make clear what the timelines are, how the process has been, and what moving forward, how the sessions will run. So this will be on Tuesday afternoon, because in the morning we have other sessions, including the meeting with the board and the GAC. So The block two, as you can see, and this is where, say, the CC participants and members come in, is trying, and this is based on a result, say, the discussion you had at the center meeting, is going into more details of the different aspects of the proposal, which have, say, if you look at the public comments, which are generally accepted. For example, the CSC, dispute resolution, now you can read it, authorization functions, etc. So it focuses, and the idea is to focus on the CC specific aspects of this, so people really understand what's going on.
Yeah.
On Wednesday morning, say from 9, the times are not relevant because we had to change it again, but Wednesday morning, the first session will be with Mike Silver and Chris, and probably this comes in as what, say, they will touch upon the CWG and CCWG process, or will be asked, but at least the second session will be from the CCWG again, because they need that the meeting with the CCs as well, and it's again input, etc. Then we start with block four, and this could be and this is where we do not know where we will end up, and this
that's going to show from Tuesday, right?
Yeah, that's on Wednesday. I'm on Wednesday.
Yeah. But do you decide on this after Tuesday? That's my question.
What will be in there? No. It's more, say, I'm going to say this. Let me explain why it's not refined yet. This was done before the intense working days. We started drafting this. So the Wednesday session, block four, is what, based on the public comments received, what are the more contentious topics, and where people do not know where the CWG is heading or has been heading, or where they reach consensus. Now you can see this is around the PTI board and separation. And this is the more lively bit, because this is, say, the people will only receive the final proposal a week ahead of the meeting, 2 weeks ahead of the meeting. So they need to understand what happened there. And together, we need to fill this in properly. So this is the more lively debate, etc., on the court, say, where the CWG received public comments from the CC community, and what are the more contentious ones. So that's block four. And and this is more for debate, panel or discussion, etc. Once this is done, so that's block four, we go into block five, and we have time to deal with this, because say, if it takes 2 hours, it takes 2 hours, the block four, to discuss the unclarity of the proposal, or what people don't know yet. Block five is around seeking the consensus in the room on the full proposal, also taking into account, the linkage with the CWG proposals, or where they are, because people need to understand this. So that needs to be structured, and that's what I'm going to do upcoming week in Canada with Alan and Byron. And then late in the afternoon is the council meeting.
Yep.
Makes sense to you?
It does. It does. I can see that Byron is going to explain how the council will do their I think their decision making. How is that?
Now, the decision making is probably fairly simple, in a way. And what you need to take into account, what is they will use, and I can forward it to this list as well. What they've always done with these non-PDP matters is they rely on the sense of the CCTLDs. So if you go back to the FOI discussions and the finance working group discussions, is they try to seek what the consensus in the room before council makes any decision. And the decision the council makes is just not on its own merits, unless there are very, if a councillor has for personal reasons any objections, but they reflect the sense of the CCTLD community, the consensus of the CCTLD community present. They will not make a decision on their own.
No, but what if the community is divided in half and half?
Then they will, if that's the case, my guess is, and this is, and this has been communicated to the CWG, if it's divided in half and half, the council will not make a decision. Because what their sense is, and there needs to be consensus of the CCTLDs. And it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant whether they are CCNSO members or non-members. And they only can do it this way because what they want to avoid is, and this is a kind of accountability rule of the CCNSO, and that's in that note as well, is if push comes to shove, 10 members of the CCNSO can ask for a vote. And that's where you do not want to end up, because
no, you don't want to go. No.
Yeah. No, and that's so in that sense, say they as soon as there is a split, then there is no consensus within the CCTLD community. Mm-hmm. That's the other way of looking at it.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, Maite?
Yes, I want to say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
if that is the case, I think it's very important to end the discussion at least on the whole, on the proposal as a whole. Because, of course, there will be many different opinions on subjects.
Yeah.
But
and this is... Maite?
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, let me explain. I think that's why if you look at it, say, I'll scroll right through it and you can let me just do it this way. I will keep the sync off. If you look at it, you will see there is a block one, so the introduction.
Yes.
A block two, which is the summary of the CCTLD position discussion on non-convergence, and this is all CWG stuff. And so you can see where, and this is the, say, block two is around what is perceived to be, based on the public comments and based on the discussions within the CWG, areas of consensus. If you would go scroll down, block three is the CCWG. If you would scroll down to block four, you see discussion of major unresolved core issues. Now, this needs to be updated because I think the CWG reached consensus on some major topics which were still under debate, like the PTI, PTI board, separation, etc.
Yes.
Now, that's block four, but say this block will change into an informational and deep explanation on these areas where there was divergence. Now, if you would look and see what is block five, and block 5 is around the full proposal, and this can be extended. This is the wrap-up, and this is really seeking, okay, everybody has learned about the elements of the proposal, now take a step back and look at the whole proposal, also in relation to the CCWG and where we are with respect to the CCWG.
Sorry, thank you. That was exactly what I was looking for, because otherwise I'll be afraid that everyone ends with a feeling that, well, there's no consensus on this part, no consensus on that part. It in the end, we'll have to decide on the whole plan.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's that whole session on Wednesday afternoon about. And we will make that clearer in say, the this is already a say, this is what we used last Thursday with the informal call to get the council to understand, say what will happen in Buenos Aires. And we will use this, and this will be communicated to the community as well. So that's how it will look like. Any questions relating to this one?
Nope. I know that Wednesday morning I might have a session with the GAC, Jonathan and I, but that's
going to
be the accountability session.
Yeah. Wednesday morning is from 9:45 till 10:45, and maybe a bit old, from 9:30 until 10:45 is the accountability stuff.
Yeah.
And I know there might be an overlap, but that's the council meeting. It might overlap with the CCWG accountability working group meeting.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah.
I think that starts at, and that's going to be an issue.
Yeah,
for
that starts at 12:30. Yeah.
But it doesn't affect you directly. Say the real person who I can think of is really affected. The only person is Becky, because she's both on council and on the accountability working group.
Another question, Bart.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who will chair these sessions? What is your idea about that? Will that be Byron?
We haven't figured it out. Say the first session is relatively easy, because that is Eduardo and Byron, block one. Block two is, I assume it would be a joint effort between, say, Lisa, you as, or Byron, to, and this is just sharing, and as you can see, Martin, we still need to invite people, and for stuff on, this is, say, the sessions itself need to be, the presenters need to be introduced, and they need to run the questions, if any. The Wednesday morning session around the CCWG is probably the panel. It's either Keith or Byron who could run this. The block four, and this is where, we're not clear yet. It will be probably, because of the results of the CWG to date, we probably need somebody to introduce the consensus position of the CWG and invite people, given the results, see where we are and how we structure this. My guess is that, in principle, the chair there would be, again, either Byron and or you, Lisa, together.
Yeah.
The wrap-up session is going to be more difficult, The wrap-up session is probably will be, my guess would be it would be a joint chairmanship again with it from the regional organizations and the CCNSO, and we need to find a proper moderator. And now the question is, I know Byron could do it. The question is whether that's wise, and that still needs to be decided.
Yeah.
So that's more around the detailed planning of that session, and that's what I'm going to say, what we're going to do this week.
Okay.
But at least we have...
It's just we have 5 minutes left before I and Martin have to leave, but I was just going to... sorry to interrupt, but... Jonathan and I are going to do some webinars on the 11th of June.
Yeah.
So I think it would be good to have this. I don't know if we're going to include that in I don't know if Byron is going to send out the letter before that, but if he does, he can actually flag that too. So in they have the chance during the BA, but also just to listen in to the webinars that we will do on the 11th. It's a good way to get a hold.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. Say, that's good. Would you be willing again, because then we can arrange it, to do a CC webinar on the 12th or 13th?
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. I think it's important that we do as many as possible. So I can do a CC. The 12th would be, or 11 later that day could work.
But maybe together with the members of this group.
Yeah.
Let me check.
I don't have any. Yeah. But anyway, perfect.
Yeah. No, we'll do that again, and I will include it. And Christina, we probably need to schedule it already.
Yep.
So preferably, you have your time. We do it on the 12th. The 12th and or the 13th. The 12th is on a Friday.
It's a Friday. As long as it's before lunch, I'm fine with Ivan.
Yeah, and maybe...
Or around 1 o'clock, but I don't know.
Yeah, but we need to do something for the people who are in the Asian Pacific region.
Yeah.
So maybe on the... go ahead.
Yeah, I can do one, and maybe you want Stefan or Martin or whoever to do the second one.
Yeah, and maybe we do one on the 12th in the morning or around noon, and one on the 11th in the evening.
So you want me to do both, or?
Yeah, or at least now we schedule them on the 11th, and then we can find out who's going to do what. That's another question.
Because 11th evening is not good for me, but 12th morning is fine.
Yeah, okay.
Or noon.
Yeah. Then maybe we do one at noon, and then in the evening of the 11th, around 10-ish. But it's if you can't do it, probably somebody else of the CWG can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Either Stefan or Paul.
Yeah.
Let me check. Yeah. I'll drop a note to the... This overview to this list, and I'll include the suggestion for the webinars on the 11th and the 12th, so people can respond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
And
then we cancel the later one for today. I don't see.
Yeah.
Just for Stefan, I can brief Stefan anyway.
Yeah, I think it's good to get a hold of him anyway.
Yeah, I know that's a no-brainer, but it's to set up this again is I can just do a Skype call with him. It's just as easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Have a nice day, all. So,
yeah, and maybe talk to you later, Lisa.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I'll have several calls before I'm done today.
Yeah.
Bye.